Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to another show of Okay, Okay, We're Listening. I hope you all had a great weekend. I know I did. It's pretty fabulous. And tonight's show is titled Respect the Graves. We're doing things a little different tonight. Greg and I are hosting, and Hamadi is
hey.
A guest. It's not just her.
Hamadi's supposed to call in tonight, man, so hopefully he'll call in tonight
not,
and get in there, man.
It's not your turn. So tonight we have Hamadi along with Karen. They're both hosting a show called Respect the Graves.
Yo.
So we're going to learn. You cut me off. So we're going to learn a little bit. Well, not a little bit. We're going to learn more about the show and what they're doing. But before we get into that, I wanted
hold
to.
Hold on. You said I caught you off.
Greg.
I'm sorry, Peggy. Stop getting on me like that, man. You always get on me every week. Last week you got on me.
I was flowing, and here you come.
I'm sorry, but you cut me off too, man.
Anyway,
I come at you, man. You know.
I'm introducing you. I'm welcoming you to the show. Our host, Hefe. Hey, Greg.
Hey, baby girl. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How you doing today?
I'm all right. I'm waiting for Hamadi and Karen to call in, man. My weekend was good.
Okay.
I'm waiting for them to call in. And once they call in, we'd be good to go. You know what I mean?
All right. That's what's up. All right. I can't believe he's late. And it's all about him tonight. How is he late? And it's all about him.
I don't know, man. That's how Hamadi do sometimes. I think that's him right there.
Bling, bling, bling.
Who's on the line?
Hello, yo. Okay, we listening. Did I miss the intro?
You did. You really did.
How y'all doing?
How are you?
Yes.
I really wanted to introduce Karen first because she's a lady.
She's not on the phone. Relax. See? Relax. Get in
here.
Give you an intro and take
over.
Hey, listen.
Don't give me that.
I'm here now. You know what time it is. Go sit in the
Whatever.
Back.
Hey, Karen. Karen's calling.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Karen. Welcome.
Hey.
How are you?
Feeling good.
I'm excellent.
See, not the same energy. That's what I was talking about. That's why you got to have the dump truck on the loose. When the dump truck gets it started, that's when it gets started.
Dude, you're a guest. You are a guest.
Yeah,
no,
relax,
no.
Homie.
Guess
relax.
What? Guess what, Odetta?
Relax.
I'm here now.
I guess.
Listen, I want to talk about something serious real quick. Everybody relax. I got to tell y'all
how I narrowly escaped
a very serious. Listen, this is the time. I've escaped a very serious incident today. We thought the building was under attack, and it was just a helicopter that flew into the building nonchalantly in Midtown Manhattan.
That building.
Where was that?
No, I was not in the building. But I was in the area, and I got out of there before the traffic hit. That's what
I
wanted to talk about.
Right.
The traffic would have been crazy.
Hell yeah.
Was this Manhattan?
You were smart.
Midtown. 7th Ave. Midtown.
Oh, wow. So everybody died in that helicopter?
No, just the one guy.
Pad.
He died. Yeah. He okey-doked himself.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But at least he was on top of the building, not in the street or in a building. I guess. Thank you, Mr. Pilot.
But, you know, Odetta, talk. I wanted to talk about why we got Hamadi and Karen on the show tonight.
It's something that's
very, very important to us. You know, we talk about, you know, why men do certain things to women and why women do certain things to men, but we never talk about, you know, children and how they are being affected by how us, as in parents, are, you know, breaking up, arguing with each other, and then it comes down to the children being disrespectful for the parents. And I think that Hamadi and Karen has come up with a pretty good concept about this.
Yeah.
I want them to talk
about
that.
So, what is Respect the Graves? What is that? Karen?
Well, Respect the Grays is it's a TV show, a streaming TV show that kind of takes a look at the culture we have now and our youth and their disrespect in a number of different ways. And then, like, what life was like before, what it's like now, and where that breakdown is in the communication or the society or the kids or the education, the relationships, whatever the case may be. So we're going to be having those hard, nitty-gritty discussions about, like, why is this like this? It didn't used to be like this. And where is it going? And how do we turn it around and make changes day to day so that, you know, our kids are not, like, disrespectful and they're not being influenced by so many outside sources, and kind of get back, like, pull the reins back and have some control again and kind of really decipher what that looks like and where it came from in the first place.
Basically, you kids need to start respecting the Grays. That's basically what needs to happen.
Right.
I do have a question. I do have a question for Karen. How do you get Hamadi to shut up for so long and you actually talk what you have to say and then Hamadi didn't say anything? How do you do that? That's amazing.
Yeah.
I just make him look at me. No, I'm just kidding. That's enough.
It's not to mama eyes, just so y'all know. If y'all don't know, her Instagram is at I am Karenell. You guys need to look it up. Once you see some of the pictures, you'll understand why I shut up.
Oh, okay. Let me look it up now.
Right? I was like, wait, say that one more time.
Oh. Matter of fact, let me go spell that for y'all. Hold on, because this is important.
Wow. I understand now.
Yeah, there you go. See, there's not much to talk about when there's all that in front of you, all those lungs.
Wow.
Plenty of lungs.
Anyway.
Yo, Respect the Grays. What are you doing? Where are we going?
Hey, Karen, where do you guys come up with this concept for this particular show? Because I'm very
Instagram,
excited.
Instagram, I am Karenell. That's IamKarenelle. Then y'all understand why I shut up. But I'm not going to shut up on this one because I'm on one right now. So listen, so where we get Respect the Grays, I'm going to tell y'all a quick story. Because, Greg, you know this is crazy because my crib, right, over here at the house, it's interesting. We have all types of crowds, you know, pull up, you know what I mean? And one of the OGs on the block is Fambino, you know, Fambino from Hood Pranks, you know? And Fambino's been working on, Fambino. We're gonna see what Fambino's up to. I hope he's listening because if Fambino's listening, hey, Fambino, if you're listening, Fambino from Hood Pranks, call in, Fambino, if you're listening, brother. But Fambino's the one that came up with this concept, and he was talking about how, you know, he's getting older and there's a lot going on and how these younger cats aren't respecting the generations. And I think it's very important, and he thought it was very important, that somebody came up with some type of outlet to express the concerns that we were having moving forward in terms of the generations that are coming up. And that there's several things that go into play with the situation that we have at hand. Of course, there's missing fathers in the home. There's broken families. I mean, that's a whole other show topic. But I kind of wanted to get you guys to understand where the concept came from. I got to give credit where credit is due to my man, Fambino.
Fambino.
Big Murph. Murph, as they call him. Yep. Big Fam Bizzle.
Okay.
Yo, give him the phone number, though. The phone number is 516-418-5788. Once again, 516-418-5788. And Fambino, if you're listening, call in, please. We'd like to hear from you, too. So I have another question on that, and then I'll let you go. It's not necessarily a question, it's a comment. And I think I want to address this to Karen. Hamadi, probably about 3 or 4 years ago, you know, me and Hamadi grew up with each other, and our families are really close. So when my aunt died in Jamaica, you know, we all went out there and had a memorial service for her. And I was talking with my mother, and we had some kind of disagreement. And Hamadi, your mom came in between us. I was like, hey, Greg, you know, you should cool out, da da da. At that moment, I felt like I was like, yeah, who is she talking to? You know, I felt like, you know, going back at it. And I remember, you know, she's my elder. This is like a mom to me. And I know that if I did that, her and my mama got down my throat. I don't think that people nowadays, the youth, they don't have that type of respect for the older people. Do you see that happening out there, Hamadi or Karen?
I'll let Karen answer that because I want to defer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm at school with these kids every day, all day.
Oh God,
so
God bless you.
I teach really? Middle school, so I see it every day, all day. I've had kids come in my class high, and I'm like, why are you high? I've
really?
Taken away their cell phone, and, you know, instead of their mom saying, good job, you took away their phone. Now they could study. Their mom's
why
like, you don't pay the phone bill. You ain't got no right to be taking the phone away. So the whole mentality has shifted, because here you are thinking like you're doing something to help somebody out or teach them a moral or, you know, something that they should be learning from the experience, and they're not getting from that, because that there's some disconnect there. And I think that the first place that starts is at home. Like,
mm-hmm.
my parents, I'm grown, and they're grown, and there's certain things I still won't say, and I still won't do in front of them out of sheer respect for who they are. But I feel like kids growing up today, like, I walk in the classroom, and there's a substitute, and I'm like, you have to respect the substitute. And the kids are like, why? You know,
wow.
they don't care who you are or what your credentials are, your background or your age or anything like that. They're like, you need to respect me. And I'm like, but you're 12.
Hold
so,
on, Karen.
I mean,
hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Karen. I got somebody on the line. I hope it's Fambino. Let's see what's going on here. Hello, caller. State your name and where you're from.
Ha ha, I tricked you. It's me. I'm calling back on another phone.
I can't.
Wow.
I was wondering why I was so quiet. Yo, please,
you were clown, son.
Yo, I knew it.
I hope you guys are ready.
We was all
I hope
excited.
You guys, listen, I hope you got your Depends on. I hope you got your Tassie the belt strapped up. I hope you're ready for a good show tonight, people. And I hope you're listening. Respect the Grays coming out soon.
All right, Karen, back to you, Karen. I just got a little piggyback on that.
You're
absolutely right. You're absolutely right, because I was thinking to myself, I was tighter than tight. But like I said, I couldn't say anything to her because of the respect that I mm-hmm. had for her. And you're saying right now these kids don't have any respect for any adult.
No,
whatsoever.
They have no boundaries.
They
don't, it seems like they
don't
no
even
boundaries.
Respect their own parents, though.
Right.
Like, I'll say to a kid, I'm gonna call your mom. And they're like, all right.
What's she gonna do?
Yeah. I think the kids today are like, well, I'll call ACS and she can't touch me.
Wow.
And there's no fear. Like, when
they
I
know they right.
My mom had like a boomerang in her trunk fly. Like, she would throw it, it would hit me and go right back to her foot. No, but now, like, the kids, they don't fear nothing. It's like, what's my mom going to do? She's going to take my phone away? Okay, I'll get on the iPad. Okay, like, there's no repercussions for anything that they do.
Right,
and
right,
I don't
right.
think, and then when there is repercussions, they don't take them seriously. They don't understand the implications of what
it.
They're doing.
Right.
And so that's why we continuously have this cycle now of people getting into trouble, not listening, doing the things that they're doing. And you know, it's changed. Because even when you talk to the parents now, you're like, okay.
The conversation is different. Right.
Yeah. Well, it's either I can't control them or the kid is just like the parent and you're like, well, I can't talk to you because you're not understanding either where I'm coming
right.
from.
Right.
You know, and so, yeah, it starts at an early age because by the time we get them at 14, 15, 16 years old, they're already like that. That's not something that you learned yesterday. That's something that you learned at 2 and 3 and 4 when you were smacking someone or not listening or not following
mm-hmm.
through or just not having that respect.
Not being disciplined.
You got here, yeah, you know, and it took some time for you to get to this. You didn't wake up one day
mm-hmm.
and was just like, I'm not going to listen to anybody.
Right.
You know,
Mom
so that,
like, I don't know how he got that way. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
If you're honest with yourself.
And then you meet the parent and you're like, I don't know.
Fall
you don't know how
to
get out of the way. But
right.
being on the outside, those tendencies, a lot of parents don't understand that kids emulate what they see more than they emulate what they hear. It's not what you say, it's what you do. And so if you're telling your kids sit down and be quiet, but then you're standing up screaming at somebody in the supermarket, well, the next time something happens, what do you think your kid's going to do? They're not going to
act the same exact way.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to act the same exact way. So
mm-hmm.
I think as we need to understand that. It's, you can't walk around and be like, somebody touch my kid, I'm going to pop them in the mouth. Or I seen a woman the other day cursing the baby out. Sit down. Shut the fuck up. Blah, blah. Well, when
Ooh.
Someone does something to that kid, that's the same behavior.
That's their response. Mm-hmm.
And so that same cycle is just going to keep happening until you're conscious enough to say, okay, this is not what I want.
Well, one of the most important things I believe, Karen, that we're going to discuss on our show that everybody needs to be aware of also, and this is going to separate us from the rest of them, is that we're going to discuss actual solutions because we're going to identify issues that we've had. Mm-hmm. And once we identify those issues, we're going to now focus on how we correct those moving forward. I mean, you know, some examples of corrections have been, you know, the fruits of Islam, you know, the 5%, you know, like they've gotten our community back on track. Well, pretty much the drug dealers and the other, you know, people have been making money in the community have been laughing or poking fun at them for inciting some type of discipline within our people. Mm-hmm. But these are some of the topics, tough topics that we want to discuss on Respect the Grays. And I think it is very important that our community understands that we want to not only just discuss these issues, but we want to actually have solutions to them. And that's the big twist on our show versus other shows that I think have happened
just
in the past.
Just talking about the problem, right.
Yeah, we don't want to just talk about problems. I don't want to
like
hear,
we know what the problem is. Right.
Yeah, I don't want to hear retired drug dealers. I don't want to hear retired drug dealers get on our show and tell me about, you know, their Frank Lucas bumpy knuckle story. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. I've been there. I've done that too. It's great. It was real. You know, nobody discusses all the pain and the heartache that your family goes through when you're having these issues. And in order to break the cycle, you have to actually discuss and live in the now. And I'm doing that now, so I'm living in the now. And that's what I do. Like, even though sometimes some nights are very boring, you know, or will be considered boring because after work, well, my work doesn't really end, but after work, I'm still sitting around and spending time with the family waiting for 8 or 9 o'clock to hit so I can go to bed. The reason is because I know I have to wake up the next morning at 5 o'clock. So I'd rather start that cycle so that my son, my daughter see that, oh, dad goes to bed early. You know, he's not.
Right.
I mean,
he goes to work.
Yeah. Because he's going to get up at 5 o'clock and he's going to be gone before we even are thinking about getting up. You know what I mean? And I want them, because those are the things that a lot of the things that I remember from my childhood are the things that have saved me in terms of the foundation of my livelihood. They saved me as an adult. And I think they have been key components in my my growing up at this point. So.
Sure.
Yeah, I agree with you, Marty. I agree with you. Go ahead.
Definitely.
You got something else to say?
Yeah, and you wondered how Karen can put up with me because she has just as much information as I do. So it's not like I'm always stealing the show. You know, I don't actually have to.
Oh,
my
wait, you
said
who
said you said stealing the show,
Jack.
Marty?
What?
I just said shut
say
up.
Say that again.
I didn't say stealing the show. I just said you don't shut up, man.
I know,
about
but
you got you to shut up.
Now, again,
I'm
going to
see you about 9:15.
You're trying to shut me up, and that's not going to happen. You know I'm on the roll right now, so you should just fall back and let me enjoy what I'm doing.
But you said that she had an IG account. That's why you shut up. So that's why you shut up. But now you can't shut up. Odetta, you need an IG account
maybe
so he can shut up.
So he can calm down. Right. Go scroll and calm down.
Lungs. Just lungs.
Yeah, let me go to your IG account. Hold on. Let's see. Miss O.
You guys are
serious.
Oh, my goodness.
No, but I have a question for both of you guys. Any one of you guys can answer this. But what do you think contributes to this? I know you guys say you don't want to deal with the problem, but, you know, I look at that, you know, you have social media now and people have so much information. Children have so much information. And I think, Karen, you was talking about, well, you're not my dad. You can't do anything to me. They look at the different laws and what they can do as a child. And say, okay, I know I can get away with this, and I go and do whatever I have to do. Do you think the internet has a big problem with what our children are doing today?
Yeah. Yeah, I do, without a doubt. I think the internet, it's a blessing and a curse, right? Because you have all this information at your fingertips, and that's great. You can look up any information that you want, but now there's no way to filter it. And so kids are open to what – too much information, and it your kid goes in their room and they're on their phone or they're on their computer. You're not looking, you're not watching what they're doing. The bullying. When I was a kid and you had to fight at school, you had to fight at school. Now you're fighting at school and it follows you home and in the bathroom and in the kitchen, and it's all night and it's the next morning and it doesn't stop. And it's an ongoing problem. So, yeah, I think the influence from social media, I think the influence of media on a whole, we all love different kinds of music. We all want to participate in different things, but kids are emulating some of those things that don't have no business emulating or maybe misinterpreting it. Yeah, the way somebody lives because of their situation and the story they're telling about it does not give you the right to take that on and say, okay, well, I'm going to embody this person and I'm going to go outside it and I'm going to misconstrue what they're telling me. You know,
right.
And I think a lot of people are taking that information and they're just using it the way they see fit. And you still have to remember, let me break this down scientifically, teenagers, their prefrontal cortex is not fully developed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So their brain literally is not fully developed. Their emotional part is way below their cognitive thinking part, and they're not on the same page. So now you're making decisions, and you're running with your feelings, and you don't know how to control them. And your parents are hands-off.
Yeah.
I like her.
She's wilding and floating.
Oh, she's awesome.
So, you know, when you put those things together, you're like, okay, wow, why is my kid acting like this? Why are they doing that? They don't know how to process that information in a mature manner because even though their body is big, their brain hasn't grown to that point where they can make those decisions. And so now we have 14 and 15-year-old kids making adult decisions and don't understand the repercussions of it.
All right. That makes logical sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, if we're gonna use the internet for good, then it's great. But if there's no filter, if there's no borders, if there's no line in the sand, then yeah, parents have a hard time trying to figure out what's going on.
Right.
And a lot of kids are at home and like, Mom, everything is okay, and then they're posting stuff on social media and you know hurting themselves in the closet. We have an epidemic, but. It's not something that we all can't turn around and say, okay, well, how do we filter this? How do we know what our kids are doing? How do we monitor?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what, Mom and Dad? You pay the bill.
Yeah, be in your business. Because they
That's
don't have
the problem.
Business.
They
got to
do work.
Right.
You know?
Remember that you got to do work.
You gotta monitor it. You can shut your kid's phone off at 9 o'clock. You can change the Wi-Fi password if you got to. But a lot of people just, they're not doing it. And then they're like, I don't know what to do. Well,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you could do. You gotta be involved. A lot of parents, and I understand the economic point of it. Like, we all got to work. We can't be there all the time. But you send your kids to school and you walk away. You can't do that.
Mm-mm.
Definitely. That's definitely one of the things that we're going to tackle on the show as well, Respect the Grays. We're looking forward to shooting very soon. Honestly, we want to have everything out by April, by August. I'm sorry, I about to say April. By August. And honestly, one of the things that we do want to talk about is, and especially Karen having the background of being a school teacher, especially a New York City school teacher, moved out to East Rampart right now, and they're dealing with issues not just on the board, but you got superintendents that work along with the people on the board. You got a lack of community involvement here in East
mm-hmm.
Rampart. Honestly, there's a handful of people that are involved.
I'm sorry, Marty, where's East Rampart?
East Rampart is in Rockland County, New York. That's the suburb of New York City, right across the Tappan Zee Bridge. I'm sorry, it's now the Mario Cuomo Bridge. My apologies to my man Tappan Zee. But what Karen is talking, I know y'all caught that. But what Karen is talking about, though, is a lot of parents ship their kids off to school, and they think, well, listen, that's not my job anymore. You know, I've sent them off to the teacher. The teacher needs to execute and make my son or daughter more knowledgeable. And yeah, excellent. And that's not a reality. The reality is that your job of a parent is 24/7. So even, for example, myself this evening, I'm reaching out to my son and trying to get in touch with him. I'm not able to reach him, but I know that my job as a parent is not done. So I want to reach out. And even as, and so there's no excuse. And I said it that way because I am a separated parent, but I still reach out to my son. So fellas, there's no excuse for you to say that it's not my day. I shouldn't check on him to make sure I did his homework, that he did his homework. Even though it's the end of the year, there's just no excuse. And us as black men, or colored men, me speaking as a colored man, I can't afford to be lax in my parenting, in my fathering. My son, my daughters are already behind the eight ball because society has labeled them that. So they need to know the stigma that goes along with them so that they cannot live up to that stigma, honestly. I don't have any problems telling them what society is going to think of them. People will say, well, Hamadi, then you're stereotyping them already. If that's what you want to say, go ahead. I'm preparing my children. If they think that I'm stereotyping my children, meaning if I'm giving them a label, if I'm making them feel like,
no,
for example,
I understand what you said, but I can't believe they said that.
Well, I don't worry about what people say, but
I'm
that's
sorry.
What they're going to say, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to prepare my children because me as a child, like Greg will tell you, I grew up sheltered. You know, even though I had drug dealers and gangsters on my block across the street or whatever, I wasn't allowed to hang out with them.
You know what I mean? Like, I was very sheltered from that situation. It wasn't only till you know, senior in high school and started being on my own, I started, you know, exploring and finding other, you know, ways to move
around.
But
when I went to college.
Well, I went to a historically black college, North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University. And honestly, the reason why I went was because the girl-to-boy ratio was 17 to 1.
Yeah, I liked it out there. Homecoming was nice.
Oh, I'm rolling.
Homecoming was nice.
Yeah, North Carolina Central was 23 to 1 at the time. So it was either between Central or A&T. And
you were going to North Carolina. Like,
I was going to North Carolina. It didn't matter where if I was going to Durham or Greensboro. That was really the only question.
Hold on, man. I'm having flashbacks, man. Hold on.
We had a great time.
Yeah. I remember that's the first time I seen Outkast in concert. It was crazy.
I don't even remember the concert. I just remember, you know.
I know
on.
You don't. I
know what you remember.
Did we make it back to the crib? My crib was right behind the Coliseum. That was the crazy part.
I don't remember
making it back. He was driving. Yeah, that's the crazy part.
I was so out of it. I couldn't remember.
You guys remember
anything.
Bits and pieces. You have the beginning. You got the end.
I just remember Outkast and a lot of females.
Outkast, a lot of females, and Busta Rhymes.
That's all.
That's it. Yeah, I couldn't remember who my friends were my freshman year, honestly, but that's all.
Good time.
Anyway.
But Marty, you brought something pretty interesting up, and I want you to touch on that a little bit more. As you being a father, you're trying to prepare your children for the world, and also understanding that they need to have more responsibilities for themselves, so they have respect for you because they see what you're doing. You get up every morning and you go to work at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, how do you try to reach these kids that don't have a father in the house or don't have a mother in the house and try to be that example for them? How's this show going to do that for them?
So I'm going to go out and then come back. Right. So
okay.
Karen was talking about this the other day and she was saying, I'm going back to school, Hamadi. And I thought about it. And I'm in my head. I'm like, sounds great. Awesome. Cause me, I didn't finish school. I graduated at 17. I went to college, stayed there for like 4 years, but didn't get past sophomore year, believe it or not. I learned other things in college, and I learned them well. I came back home, and I learned, and I turned them into other things that made a lot more money. So Karen said in the car on the way to Brooklyn yesterday, she's like, Hamadi, one of us has to have credentials. And I'm like, fuck your credentials, right? Because in my head, I am already certified. I don't need anybody to validate
who the fuck
I am.
Of course.
That's just
Dr.
me.
Martin.
In case you didn't realize. Like, you could say, I'm going to meet Hamadi Martin, and there could be a blank sheet of paper in front of you, but I'm already valid. Like, I don't even care. I don't care what degree, what anything else you got. We're going to talk because I have world experience. I have a lifetime of experience, right? But Karen said, Hamadi, not everybody's going to listen to you because you don't have anything that shows that you've done that in this society. And I understood where she was coming from because at first I was going to be defensive and be like, well, fuck them. They don't need to hear me then. But the reality is, yes, I want to reach these people. But the people that I'm going to be able to reach that will sit down just to, or you know, will pick up the headphones just to listen are going to be the people that will probably vibe off of my vibe because they've either been there, they're there now. But we don't want to miss anybody, so Karen wants to make sure she has her credentials, if you understand what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what gives us the qualification to talk about these subjects. So I have a lifetime experience. Karen has a lifetime of experience, right? So we want to make sure that we can reach the people that have also feel like they're disenfranchised from the community, feel like they don't have any hope, but also the ones that are making strides, have accomplished things in this quote-unquote society that will quote-unquote accept them. And the reason why I say quote-unquote is because, we're all human. We should be accepted regardless, you know, unless you have a hateful bone in your body, then I just don't have respect for you. That's on you, you know what I mean? But if you're willing to get along with the rest of humankind, then there should be a seat at the table so that we can sit down and discuss how we can all get along together. The reason why Karen and I are taking this stance, I guess you would say, in our quote-unquote community is because our community seems to be the damaged community. It seems to be the community forgotten about. It seems to be the community where people pay us for our pain. We get paid to tell stories about our pain. And it's very, yeah, it seems like the more pain that we have, the more they'll pay for our story, you know?
So, Marty, I have a question for you. And I'm sorry that I keep on asking these questions, but things are just flowing in my head right
go
now.
Go ahead.
Almighty, or I'm sorry, Karen, I should ask. You know, you guys have a pilot out there right now, right? Where can we find this particular pilot?
Oh, Almighty, you can answer that. It's on YouTube. It's Diginex
okay.
Film. I think I have a link in my Instagram. Almighty has a link in his Instagram.
To
so if you go to our
well.
Instagram.
I don't
handle.
Care about Almighty's Instagram. Don't care about his. What's yours again?
Right.
So everybody
yeah,
could know.
My name is I.
My
name
is
I am.
You, hold on, Karen. Hold on, Karen, because they're paying attention right now. If you want to follow me, you can go to at Almighty Martin. That's HAMADIMARTIN. All right? Now, if you really want some eye candy, you're going to go to Karen's Instagram account.
And that's where we want to go.
Yeah, that's where you want
to
go.
I'm about to put a catfish up there.
I don't care what you put up there, but if you could put that other picture of you in that bathing suit back up.
Whoa, bathing suit. Let me see that one. Let me
you
go
got
back.
Special request? All right.
You got to go to that
let me go
one.
Back. Bathing suit. Marty said bathing suit.
Yes,
say it right. Again. Marty, say the name again, Marty.
The black,
cause people miss
the red
it.
Bathing suit.
Oh, my God, where is she?
Say the name again, Marty. Spell it out. Spell it out. Just like how we spelled yours out.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Relax. You have to relax.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to.
You can't. I'm trying to find us. But we're on YouTube. It's Diginex Films, Respect the Grays.
Okay.
There's links in both Instagram handles. We are going to start shooting and put together, you know, the team of people that we want to work with and have on the show soon.
Please,
and not just be me and Almighty talking the whole time, but, you know, have all the people come in and join the conversation, families, you know, politicians, music artists, people in the street, like
every
community organizations.
Okay.
So
are
that
you guys
everybody
also
gets a chance
program?
To have a platform.
Are you guys also
involved
in different programs? Are you guys also involving different programs, maybe like mentoring programs for boys and girls? To help maybe
mentoring programs, but organizations that work in the communities so that they can come out and help other people in the communities, whether it's, you know, job applications, college applications, just talking about how to use the things. I think a lot of people have a lot of stuff available to them, and
they just don't know.
A lack of, like, knowledge. Yeah, I had a kid this week. I was telling him, I was telling my class and going back to school to get my doctorate. And the kid was like, I can't go to college. My parents can't afford to send me. And I was like, you need to come talk to me, you know, because CUNY and CUNY schools are now free if you make less than $125,000 a year. So I think getting information out to people that gives them hope and gives them options is what we need to be using our platform for. Like, people work in the system every day in their favor. You need to take that information and make it work for you.
Use it.
You know?
Again,
and so if you're on the
no
basketball court every day and they're giving basketball scholarships, well, then guess what? You're going to be there every day and every night and earn it. But it's there for you. You know? And
so
it's really important to get that out there and let people know that.
We don't want
to
just talk about it. It's at I am Karenell. That's I am Karyy.
Are we still on this?
Yo, Almighty's doing a great service to you guys right now. Almighty, continue, please.
He's like my.
Just do what I just
said. In a minute.
You got to learn to follow my lead. When the dump truck is rolling, you just get on the back and ride. Okay?
I'm trying to, Almighty. They're not letting you speak. Go,
they
please.
Keep stopping me. You can't stop the dump truck. You only hope to contain it.
No, please.
Shout
say it again. I didn't get it. My dude, one more time, please.
Shout out, hold on. Well, we're going to come back to that because there's another bad one you got to follow, too. Her name is Firestorm. Shout out to Firestorm. Her Instagram is
Firestorm.
We saw fire yesterday.
That's the show you guys did, right? Yeah, DTF. So we went to DTF Radio. Funny story, right? DTF Radio.
Down
so,
the
what? Ask what I mean.
There you go.
Ask what I mean.
Go.
My bad.
Yo, Dad, I didn't even put my thumb in your bum. You're already over here talking like you're supposed to. That's what's up. Yo.
She's there.
That's the first thing that popped in my head. My bad.
I thought I was
going
to have to lick my thumb and just right there.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm listening.
So Firestorm, Phyastorm. That's my homie, Firestorm. Fire's Playhouse, 3 to 4 Sundays. She's gorgeous, by the way. Her and Karen, the two of them, oh, my God. It's a man's dream.
A man's dream?
Oh, Yeah, but you add Peggy to the mix. You add Peggy to the mix, things gonna get a little crazy.
Hey, hey. I'm
Peggy. Go ahead, Peggy. Peggy.
I'll see with y'all.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So, I know you said Fambino came up with this concept, but how long you guys been working on this, and what was the real thing that came and got your attention? Said yes, I need to do this. Did you guys just brainstorm this together, or did he just come with you and say this is what we're gonna do, and you guys just was on board with it?
Well, I'll be honest with you. So, you know, we're always at my house, and we're always talking, kicking ideas around, you know, and we're always trying to figure out ways to make more money, but also at the same time, ways to be responsible, because, I mean, we've all done enough in the community. We've taken enough from the community. So it's kind of time to give back, you know what I mean? And Fam's been involved with some heavy hitters in the media industry for a while now, and he was sitting here talking, and he was like, listen, man, he goes, I think you'd be great for this show. And I'm like, what's this show you talking about? It's called let's think of a name. And then he kind of spit the concept to me. And it's basically about, you know, these young cats being disrespectful, not understanding some traditional values that we've basically either we've dropped the ball on or we haven't passed along these values. And they're important in terms of structure, especially family structure. Mm-hmm. And so we decided that, you know, we need to talk about it. And he said, you know what, Hamadi, I got an idea. And, he floated the idea past me, and honestly, he was like, but you need to have a female with you. And I was like, at the time, you know, I was doing a show with you. I'm still doing a show with you and Odetta. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to take away from what we already got, so let me not spread Odetta too thin. And, you know, Greg, you have some issues, so I didn't want to, you know.
I don't have issues, man. I'm going to have issues, man. I don't have issues.
Whatever. Nah, bro. All jokes aside, not all jokes aside. So I wanted to know what I did is Karen and I had been talking since her brother-in-law passed away. He was my man. Shout out to my man, Tard. Tard passed away. Tard was one of the most respected chefs in Rockland County.
Really?
And mm-hmm. a great dude, yeah. Overall, honestly. He was one of the dudes that it could be whatever time I throw a picture up on Instagram of some scallops, some shrimp, and this is a true story, lobster tail. Next thing you know, I get a call. Yo, what are you doing with those?
Yeah, he's like, don't ruin it.
He's like, yo, don't touch nothing. 5 minutes later, the dude pulls up with he pulls up, jumps out the whip, runs up to the crib, and he's pulling out filet mignon out of his back pocket. He's got like a pack of lamb out of his other pocket. Yeah, a bag of seasoning, some juice in a jar, and he's like, let it go. And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna crack this bottle of Patron, and I'm gonna sit here and watch you. That's all. So that's what we would do, you know what I mean? So shout out to Tart. So anyway, that's how I got to know Karen after what we were planning his funeral, as sad as this is. And we vibed, and I got to know her. And I told her, you know, a lot of people warned me about her, you know, like, you know, got to be careful.
I don't know
and
why you're talking about.
Yo, I'm telling a story.
We trying to find out, Karen.
You see this, right? So I didn't know. So, you know, closest friends, some dudes I respect were like, yo, listen, Annette's cool, but Karen, you got to be careful around Karen. I'm like, who's Karen? Fuck, I'm worried about Karen. My man has passed away. I'm going to handle this. They're like, nah, that's your next sister. You got to chill. I'm like, whatever. So apparently she was getting the same info. Like, oh, you got to talk to Hamadi. She's like, I'm not talking to no damn Hamadi. I don't even know no Hamadi. Fuck is a Hamadi. So
right.
Anyway, long story. Oh.
Most people do that.
Right. Hey, Hamadi. Hey.
Relax. So, we're talking, and so we finally met, and then I was like, she's a sweetheart, but she's a little rougher on the edges. I can see she's serrated, so you got to be careful. She's serrated to her. You know, she's like, if you rub her the wrong way, she become a puffer fish. I can see that.
That's how he's quiet. That, okay, I get his ass
so,
together.
She, well, yeah, because she was basically, I'll put this, she's one of those, you know, you could tell when you got somebody that punches, she's a jabber. So she hits you with a strong left and right jab, and it'll hit you, though. It'll stun you, and it'll
stun
hit
your
you.
Ass.
And then you walk away. Stop you. Well, no, I don't walk away. I like that shit. So, you know,
Most of us do. Most of us do. I like it too.
Yeah. You do.
I like it too.
I do.
Yeah,
I do. Peggy, relax.
Oh my God.
Peggy.
What? Oh, sorry.
Should I put my voice on, Amadi? Peggy, relax.
Okay. All right. I will.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Amadi. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. It's all good, man. It's just like, you know, and then so Karen's energy has always been positive. And I realized she was very educated. She holds like 2 or 3 degrees. Like, it don't make no sense for somebody to have this many degrees. Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, you really are an educational person. So in terms of credentials and letters after her name, that's Karen. I'm not any of that. But if you want, like, little letters like G's or Grant, you know, things like that, I'll definitely figure that out for you. But Karen's she's the aficionado. She comes through. I got the street credit. She got the school credit. So that's
how the yin and yang. I like that.
OG,
I'd rather call it the scale in the book, but whatever. Scaling the text, whatever
so
you want
cute.
To call it.
Okay.
Yeah,
Karen,
I have another question for you, Karen.
Sure. Karen, like, I live in Atlanta, Georgia, and the dynamic is a little bit different down here. You know, I watched your clip, and you guys, you know, was going to a store, and a guy didn't notice you. He just walked into the store, and Hamadi pulled him back, and they said, you know, let the lady go through. Down here, they do that. They do acknowledge the older people. They do understand, you know, basic concepts of respect to older people. But that concept that you was talking about within the school system, children are acting wild, I do see that out here a lot. So the question I'm really asking you, is this based off of just, you know, children in New York, or are you trying to do this like nationwide?
I think it's nationwide. I don't think it's limited to a particular area or area code, because there's patterns everywhere, you know, and it might not be specific to holding the door, not holding the door, but overall, as a population of people right now, especially, you know, teens maybe between 13 to like 21, they're not looking at the respect. And I think also a lot of it, you know, when you think the first thing, when you think they're disrespectful, we're thinking about young men, but there's a lot of young women out here that are not respecting themselves, not respecting another woman, don't know how to big up another woman or have respect for another woman. There's interracial issues where I walk into a room and a young lady will, you know, respect me but not respect another woman because she's a different race or she's a different age or whatever the case may be. So, like, respect is not limited to just like, okay, these are a group of young boys or these are a group of, you know, whoever. This is like, respect is like, well, how are you respecting yourself? How are you respecting your community, your family, your friends, your colleagues? I had a conversation with my son the other day, and I was like, if you like a girl and she's telling you you're ugly and you're mean and you're stupid and you're this and you're that, I said, then that's not your girlfriend. She doesn't like you, you know, because people that respect you and care about you are not going to treat you like that. And I think so we've come so used to this pattern of disrespect to each other that we think it's acceptable. You know?
Abuse is okay.
It's okay to abuse someone. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that was a real good conversation we had, Karen, driving out to Brooklyn yesterday when we were talking about the fact that men become abused and they don't even realize it.
They don't realize they're abused because it's like, I'm taking your money, I'm taking your debit card, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm not feeding you. I don't understand. Like, if somebody did that to my son, I'd be like, why are you putting up with this? You don't deserve to be. It's disrespectful. You're being disrespected. Why is that okay? Why is someone cursing you out every day? Like, that's not okay. That's abuse. But we don't see it as abuse because we're in this society that's like, no, that's normal. It's normal for you to treat somebody like that. It's normal for a woman to treat their man like that. No, it's not. No, it's not. And we continue to perpetuate that. And it's unhealthy and vice versa. So when we're thinking about, like, okay, how are we going to show respect? There's like a multitude of ways to show it because it's happening every day in ways that we just unaware of it, or we've become so accustomed to it that we don't even realize.
Right. It's the norm now. Like, that's what it is.
And so back to your question, it's not limited to where somebody lives or, you know, what they do for a living. It's just looking at yourself and looking at your environment and each one of us saying, all right, well, what can I do different? How am I going to be different tomorrow? Am I going to hold the door for somebody? Am I going to not shut the elevator in somebody's face? Because I really hate that. Am I not, you know what I mean? What am I going to do? What am I going to teach my child tomorrow so that when they go out there,
they're in a better situation than they were today.
I like that.
Yeah.
I really do. Because a lot of times people don't even understand, like you were saying, Amadi, men are being abused now and they don't even realize it, you know, because they're stuck on, you know, you see her Instagram page and you see how beautiful she is. That's why I'm stuck on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of guys don't understand that just because she's beautiful and she gives you all this stuff, she has no right to be so disrespectful to you. And they learn that from a young age, from videos, from movies, that this is how it's supposed to be. A lot of the biggest stereotype that I know of black women is that they always yell and argue, and that's not true. That's not what a black woman
right.
is supposed to be like.
Right.
So I get that. That makes a lot of sense. And I'm very grateful to you guys for coming out and bringing this out to the forefront, because a lot of people don't understand this at all.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of men.
It's a dope
understand.
Idea.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great idea. I love it. I really do.
Yeah, and I can think of a way to make it fun and interesting and not just always be heavy all the time, because you don't want every conversation to be a heavy conversation and not have fun and kind of like poke light at the parts of it that are interesting and are good and so.
Yeah, that's why Amadi's on the show.
So.
That's why Amadi's on the show.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So I think that's important too. That it doesn't feel like something when you watch it, you're weighted and you're like, I don't watch it no more, stressing me out.
Right.
It's important that
give
it's
a little
something
light,
that you're like,
some
I want to
point.
Come back for more, and I'm enjoying what I'm doing and what I'm learning and how I'm growing, and that's what I want to add to the show. Like, it can't be like when I get away from this, I'm stressed out or I feel weighted. It needs to feel like I'm empowered and I want to do something about it.
Mm-hmm. So as I look at this, I'm trying to figure out who your demographic is. Are you trying to deal with just teens alone, or are you dealing with their parents as well? You know, who are you trying to have you as your target audience?
Please add the parents and adults, because adults don't have the respect either.
No.
They don't share that same, yeah, like this has been lost a few generations ago, in my opinion.
There's
work that needs to be done.
I would
right.
say, like, people need to watch and watch with their kids, if it was up to me. Because then that way you can spark the conversations
you
in your
yourself,
house
maybe.
Or in the car or wherever it is that you're going when you're together, and you can say, okay, wow, you know what I mean? Let's use this as a platform and jump off and look at our house and our household and what happened to my friend at school yesterday or whatever the case may be. So I don't limit it to just speaking to the kids. I think we need to speak to the people that influence the kids as well, you know, and
right.
I really do believe that there are those generational issues that your mom brought down to you and your grandma brought down to your mom. And
right.
We got to look at those too. We got to look at
yeah,
those too.
A lot of young parents, right. A lot of young parents.
Yeah. And that's all influential, you know.
It is.
So we got to look at, you got to reflect on yourself. Like, the parents need to say, okay, well, you know what, maybe someone taught me to do this, but this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. But now I'm going to not do that anymore. I'm going to make it right. I'm going to have a different relationship with my child. I'm not going to, you know, whatever it is, I'm going to turn it around once I know that it's there and it shouldn't have been that way. You know, because we keep continuing the same generation after generation doing the same thing and producing the same thing. Well, then at what point are we going to be like, this is not working?
All right. And it's not.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't work for everybody, you know. So you might have to say, okay, it's going to end here. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to start again, and that's okay. That's life.
Yeah.
I get it. That makes complete sense to me. And I think okay. you brought up something pretty interesting to me. I started reading this book, trying to find out who the author is. It's called Untethered Soul. Has you guys ever heard of that book? Untethered Soul I can't get the author. It's my daggone. Well, anyhow, I'll find the author in a second. But it's basically talking about, you know, understanding who you are and understanding the voices inside your head, and also how you actually can't fix problems outside of you. You have to fix problems within you first if you want to deal with anything outside in the world. So when you was talking about Karen, it just resonated with me that a lot of times we see things that our grandparents and our parents have done and don't translate that down to our children, because we had internal issues with it and we thought it was wrong, instead of saying, okay, I need to fix this within myself so I could have this pass down to my child, so they don't have the same type of issues that I had because I was so stubborn or ignorant of whatever life was supposed to be. And now my child is the same exact way. So one of the things that people need to do is to check within themselves, check their mental health, so they can actually have a good foundation to give to their children instead of this craziness of saying, hey, I stay up late, I drink and smoke in front of my kids, and they can do whatever they want to do. I get that. That makes a lot of sense.
I think that there's a lot of people that don't know, haven't had a chance to be educated in how to do that. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people in our community don't say, let me pick up a self-help book. Let me have a conversation about my soul because something isn't right, or I feel off, or this is what my grandma told me all my life and now I got issues with it. I think we need to be open about those things so that when we're raising our own children, we're not putting the same things into them, you know? And so, yeah, you need to kind of reflect on yourself, but it takes a really...
Yeah, there has to be a level of accountability, of course, Karen. You know
yeah.
that. We all
and
know
it
that.
Takes a really mature right. person to be able to sit and do that. Like, that's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not.
Not at all.
I think
and the name of
the
guy
myself,
is... Go ahead.
I think the best thing for myself and my daughter was group therapy, was family therapy, to be able to get those things out. It was a little late, but we had it. So, a real conversation, open, unbiased, no judgment, no taking it, you know, home later and arguing. It was a fabulous thing.
So,
yeah, and
I'm sorry,
with my adult daughter. Right.
It transformed into the better
right.
instead of being toxic. I
right.
got that.
Right.
The author's name is Michael Singh, guys.
Right, just to have a clear understanding.
Hold on, I'm sorry, Greg. What was the author's name?
Michael Singh. And the book is called Untethered Soul.
Right.
Spell the last name.
So,
S-I-N-G.
Yeah, Singh.
Singer.
That is pretty interesting that, you know, we're coming full circle. It's basically coming back to mental health. What we are doing within ourselves is actually influencing our community, and we don't realize that. A lot of people don't realize that. So I really appreciate you bringing that out to the forefront, Odetta and Karen.
I think it's important. I think I tell people this all the time, right? If your heart is sick, you go to a cardiologist. And if your foot hurts, you go to a podiatrist. And if your soul hurts, you need to go and get help for that, too. It doesn't, like...
Get your ass down if your soul hurts.
No, but it's just as important as everything else in your life.
Oh, people,
you know what I mean? If you're walking around...
People make light of that. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
And you're hurting and you're aching, then you're hurting and you're aching. It doesn't mean any less because it's your heart or your lungs or your soul. Like, it's all the same being. You got to work
on
Karen,
with that. Uh-oh. Hold on with that thought.
Somebody's
calling
there.
Hello, caller. Tell your name, you and where you from.
Fambino from the Bronx.
Oh, Fambino, it's about time you called me. We asked you for like 40 minutes ago. So turn your radio down, fam.
Yo, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear
yep.
you. Just no you echo. No echo. You're good. How you doing, sir?
You hear me now?
Yes, sir. How you doing, man?
Hold on. I'm here, baby.
Yeah, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, baby. What's the word?
Hey, family.
So this is the man, the myth, the legend. This is Fambino down with the Babadook Bad Boys is Lloyd. Just so y'all know.
Yeah.
OG
in the house,
AKA Dread.
I love the Fambino. Commercial. Okay.
Everybody's uncle, everybody's favorite uncle, Fambino,
hey,
just so y'all know.
Uncle Phil.
Yeah, holler.
Yep.
Yes,
yeah,
sir. Yes, sir.
In the flesh.
You've been validated by Uncle
on
Fam,
the phone.
You know it's official. Yep.
Not in the flesh, in the phone.
Hey, fam, we want to thank you for allowing, you know, this idea to come to fruition, man. We really appreciate you coming with this idea and allowing the masses to understand that respect the grace is something that needs to be said, and you got two excellent people actually doing this. But like I was asking Amadi, you know, what really made you come up with this idea, and how did this all come about?
Well, what happened was one day, I walked into my living room. I saw both my kids. Well, I saw two of my daughters, and I saw my son. They was all on social media. All right? Mm. For 30 minutes, nobody spoke to each other. okay? And I'm asking certain questions. And hey, listen, today everybody lives by the phone. Phones raise the kids. Okay, so my son said, Dad, get with the program. I said, program what? What are you talking about? The program. You know what I'm saying? He said, well, Dad, this is the new wave. What are you talking about? My son can't cook. My daughters can't cook. What's the wave? What are you talking about? You dig what I'm saying? Y'all got to respect us. So the whole time, me and my son, we kind of like arguing about how it should be and how it is now. And the questions I had for him, he had no idea what I'm talking about.
Wow.
What I'm saying, who's Big Daddy Kane? I don't know. Right? Who's forever being Rakim? I don't know. And he starts saying, Dad, you know who Little Yachty is? Who that?
Right, who that?
I don't even know who that is. Who that?
Who that?
I don't know who that is.
I'm telling my son, yo, you got to start respecting us, man. You got to respect the grades. And I just ran with that phrase.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? And plus, I started getting the gray hairs in. So I say, shit. You know, the Beijing don't always work.
That's a lie, fam. That's a lie.
Fam went from dreads
to being straight bald. Don't even let him fool
you. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being straight bald. I'm not even relaxed with that, man.
Nah, but yo,
it
wasn't by choice. I went bald. My baby mom ripped my hair.
I like that answer.
And y'all baby mom stories. Oh my God.
Yeah, my baby mom stories are crazy.
Yeah, we don't want to go into that. Trust me, that's another show altogether.
That's another episode.
Speaking of which, happy anniversary, Greg.
Yo, happy anniversary, brother.
This guy.
Oh no, don't even say
this
that.
Guy.
It's all good.
Oh, God.
Anywho,
respect the grace.
Respect the grace. Bambino,
yo, I just had a dude in my car, 450 pounds, man. Well, fuck my axle up, man.
Nah, you good. We don't have to bleep it out. We're good.
Thank you, Uncle Fam, for giving Karen and myself the opportunity to help basically nurture your brainchild.
Thank you for accepting. Listen, I knew who I had to get for the job. Listen, I'm a little bent right now because I was drinking, and pardon me, I'm twisting.
Nah, you good, baby.
That's what's up.
I know you're doing the responsible thing. I know you already called your Uber, so I'm going to let you go. Just get home safely. You know what I mean? And
I'm home.
Be all right, all right?
I am
Bambino,
home.
Bambino, appreciate you, man.
Got you,
thank
brother.
Thank
you,
I'm fam.
Home. I'm at the ball.
Block party. All right,
brother.
Valley Drive. Nanuet, New
Valley
York.
Drive.
August 17th, block party.
Who's cooking?
Y'all, my people. Love all y'all. Respect the grades. You heard?
No doubt, baby boy. Peace out.
Be safe, all baby. Right.
Yep, so listen, so August 17th, Valley Drive Block Party, I'm cooking, pull up.
All right.
I'm
festive. You'll be there. We're going to be talking about that. It's going to be around our birthday. Yo, it's going to be around our birthday, fam. So, you know, another one of the books, I'm going to be turning 39, and you're going to be turning 42. So that's what's
happening. Wait, I'm going to be 42.
Yo, that's like, we got a year off, man. We're 2019.
Greg's like 45.
Yeah, I'm 48. But hey, we got 90 seconds left, guys. Anything that you guys want to say to close out? Karen, would you like to close us out?
Well, I want to say I'm grateful that I was raised by older parents. So I respect the grades, and I instill that in my daughter to respect the grades, and she will continue that because that is something that she picked up on growing up is respect and lack of respect in seeing that. So
One of the most important things I think people can take from this is the title, Respect the Grades. Don't wait until you have to respect the grades to respect the grades, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, do it now.
Like, you want to be at that point. Like, I mean, I'm 40 now, and I've come what I like to call full circle, where I can actually see some of the errors of my ways growing up and some of the mistakes
missteps that I made, transgressions that I might have made. And there's some things I'm still going to pay for, which I completely understand. But I know that the path I'm on now, I'm less likely to have repeat issues or offenses that I or mistakes that I've made in the past. I'm 100% sure that I won't make those same mistakes again.
I know we didn't hear Karen, man. We got 10 seconds left. Thanks, Amadi.
Thank you guys for having me. You were so much fun. I'm really excited to just be a part of this, you know, and use what I have to share it with somebody else. That's just what I do. I'm a giver, so I just want to give what I have and give the love I have and what I have to everybody I put my hands on.
Okay.
Good night.